DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I want to know when the bleeding is going to stop here, Jay, because I don't see a good sign. I don't see any part of this ending anytime soon, and I'm kind of worried about it.
Yeah, well, you're right. I'm certainly not happy about it. I haven't been happy to watch them for the last, like, I don't know, 3 weeks, a month.
Well, are you hate-watching at this point, though? I guess that's kind of what I'm wondering. I mean, the five-game losing streak, the Guards have been outscored 32-8. They've scored just two out of the last 45 innings of baseball. And, I'm at the part where I'm watching these games, and I'm getting angry at them for a couple of different reasons. Obviously, we'll play Chase DeLauder audio coming up in a second. But, like, I'm mad about the DeLauder, Kayfiz, Prieto situation. I'm getting angry about the idea that it feels like anytime this whether it's Antonetti or Chernoff, they just get some sort of odd Peterlin pass that Peterlin doesn't put out. Everywhere you turn, I get mad at the Dolans. I get mad at Vogt and his just relentless optimism at the end of these games. I just want him to be mad once in a while, and it just seems like it's a never-ending cycle of me just getting angry at a team that I like rooting for and I have a vested interest in and I want to see do well.
Yeah, so I reacted to the game last night on overtime, and I looked at it, and I think it was basically the end of me being mad was yesterday.
So now you hit apathy.
Yeah, I've fully reached
losing it. Losing five straight, seven out of your last 10 and nine out of your last 15, that's what it takes to get there.
It took that and the combination of going in, you had a chance to do something that was different. You had a chance to look at it and go, we can't hit the ball. Gabriel Arias just got hurt. What would be our fix? Bringing up somebody that can hit the ball. You brought in Brian Rocchio. Brian Rocchio can't hit the ball. I've watched Brian Rocchio for a season and 2 months. He'd be a 205 hitter. He's useless.
Did you see playoff Rocchio?
Yeah. He gave me, six games of actually being a good hitter.
Well, now we're going back to Nick's point of, like, yeah, 17 at-bats is enough to be tell you that he's awesome. It's like, no, it isn't.
It's the opposite Ty Jerome.
Yeah, well, he could just be a playoff performing. Just call him up whenever you face the Yankees. Well, you got to DH him because he couldn't play defense in that series either, but that's usually the one thing he's good at. But, like, that was it for me. It's like, okay, so you have a chance to go call up Juan Brito, who can actually hit the baseball, and you gave me Brian Rocchio. That tells me you don't care about winning right now. Like, you don't care about at least fixing the problems that are directly smack in front of your face. I don't know why, how many nights, because I was spending probably three or four shows before that, getting up and getting angry at Guardians games and screaming and being mad at the things they were doing and just the lackluster and lifeless offense. If you're going to give me Brian Rocchio and that's going to be your fix for the offense, okay, you don't care. In turn, I can't continue to get mad and care as much as I do.
And the problem I'm having with it is that at some point we sound like a broken record. I can only cry and yell and get angry about wanting to lauder and all these other guys up here and them just not listen and not take any sort of, at least any sort of inventory of what their fan base wants, desires, needs, anything else. And then I can only do that for so long. I mean, that's the reality. And so watching him play baseball the past couple days, really last night, and then obviously the series before, I mean, it's making my eyes bleed. But the worst part is even though I'm sitting there and I'm rooting for them to win, I got a text from a buddy of mine, and this buddy is he might be the biggest Guardians fan I know. I mean, he goes to so many different games, but the man has not missed a pitch in 20 years, right? Like, he's one of those type of fans. And he texted me last night as the game was going on and the offense was just obviously miserable. And he said something along the lines of, and I'm paraphrasing obviously, but I didn't say his name, so what does it matter if I paraphrase or give you the exact wordage? But it was something along the lines of, like, I'm rooting for this team to now lose. Like, almost as if he wants them to sit in the mud and just kind of think about the problems that they've caused and think about the situation that they're in. Now, I think that might be a bridge too far to take it to that degree where you're rooting for the team to lose because you want Antonetti and Chernoff to look like the idiots that they currently are portraying themselves to be by not calling up these players. Might be a little too far. Might go a little too far. I'm rooting for this team to win. Obviously, I am. But there is a part of me that agrees with my friend. And there's a part of me that gets angry at what I've seen and what I've watched. And they're making what was once a really likable group seem very unlikable right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is far off as entertaining can get. Like, I mean, it's a snooze fest to watch the games. They're not fun to watch.
I've had more fun watching C-SPAN at times in life.
Yeah, not surprised.
And I love baseball. What I love about baseball so much is you have something like what happened in the second inning of last night's game with Gavin Williams, where he had three straight outs recorded, but none of them involved a Cub player swinging an at-bat. You had the two pickoffs, and like it was just like, I love baseball for those type of reasons. You will see something that you've never seen before in your life. Like that was the first time since 1920 that Cleveland's recorded three non-plate appearance outs in one inning, and it was the first time it's happened in the big leagues since before I was born, since 1985. Like, that's what I love about baseball. Any given night, you can see something random, something weird, something different. That's what makes the game so fun. But these games have not been fun, Jake. They've been the farthest thing from fun.
No, and I think sometimes for a casual viewer, it's like, okay, if you're not scoring runs, it's not fun. That's not even necessarily the case for me. Like, I can watch a pitcher's duel and be completely entertained. Like, if Tanner Bibee's just on one night, Sonny Gray's on one night, I could be having the time of my life.
Those are my favorite games.
Yeah, like, there's a different sort of feeling to it.
You have to understand what exactly that game is, too. If it's Maddox versus Pedro, and it's not, you're sitting there and you're watching both awesome pitchers. Just I should have used an actual, like, real 2025 scenario. I apologize. I just brought two pitchers that mainly played before you were born into the equation.
That's okay. I know who both are. If I got my baseball history.
If it's Crochet versus Skubal right now, that or works. Skubal versus DeGrom right now, and both players are just locked in, and both players are just dealing the way that they have been dealing, you're like, okay, I get it. The swing and miss stuff is there. They're painting corners. They are putting on an art show, and this is fun to watch. But like, even within some of these games where you've seen the Guardians at bats be lifeless, it's not as if we've seen the starting pitching over the last five games be awesome. Like, Gavin Williams was in a lot of trouble last night in different spots.
Yeah, and that's the part that makes them, you know, probably be closer to sellers than buyers. But you ask the question, like, where does the bleeding stop? Is gross as it is, and I hate the term and I hate the entire thing behind it, it's kind of using this team and where they're at right now and finding a way to get back to guards ball, right? Because the pitching's good. Yeah, I don't like guards ball. Guards ball is boring to me.
Nobody likes guards ball. Guards ball was made up and it's stupid.
Yes.
Nobody likes guards ball.
But like, if you look across the board,
about as cool as Brownstown.
It's close. But if you look at it, I truthfully do think, like, this team's strength is obviously just putting together base hits. They still don't have the power bats. It's not like they're going to go and just lease doubles left and right. They're not going to hit the ball over the wall. It's getting this team back to actually knowing what their role is and just having guys make solid contact. Like, I think you have some quad A players. There's no doubt about that. You also have some major league hitters. Like, I think Angel Martinez, while he has definite flaws in his game, I think puts together major league at bats.
When do we turn 4A into quad A? When does that become a thing? Is that a you thing?
Is that a me thing?
That might be a you
Mac,
thing.
Mac, is that a me thing?
We've always called him 4A. We've always called him 4A. I, first off, I hate the 4A designation. Guardians players obviously have way too many of them. I just hate it, though. I get the descriptor attached to it all. It's always kind of bugged me, though. It just kind of stinks. And like, we got a lot of guys that are perfect examples of it. John Kenzie Noel is a perfect example.
Jonathan Rodriguez.
Yeah, like all these. I mean, there's way too many of them. Just thought it was always just kind of a lame descriptor for people.
I think it makes a lot of sense. The guy that goes and has a terrible approach at the plate, mashes the ball against bad pitchers, and he gets up, and it's like, oh, they have a scouting report on me. They know what they're doing, and I look terrible. And that's like half the guys on the roster.
It's more the idea that you can hit AAA pitching, but you can't hit major league pitching.
Right. Well,
you
know, that's like part
if, like
of it
the, yeah. The, yeah, you the guy that throws 93 but has little movement isn't going to be as much of a challenge as the guy that throws 96 and the ball moves across the plate. Like there's obviously what I love about the idea between the two. I hate the descriptor, but I love the idea between the two is that there is a massive gap in leagues. And there's just a recognition of that. But I just can't stand it. 216-474-0092. I'm sorry, that was a weird tangent by me. But I just can't stand it. Because the Guardians have so many of them. And it keeps popping up over and over again. But Chase DeLauder keeps popping up. And that's what I want to focus in on. He was on Channel 5 with our buddy Cameron. And Cameron Justice got a great interview with him. And this is what he had to say. Here we go.
You play for the fans, you know, you want to play for the city, you want to win a championship for the city, so it's great to hear and see everybody's excited for me to be there and for me to play there. It's exciting. I think fans should be excited. I mean, I'm ready to be there, I'm ready to play, and I'm glad to hear that they are ready for me too.
Yeah, I mean, he says he's ready to be a big leaguer. Listen, I don't know that DeLauder's got the most enthusiasm attached to him with anything that he says, but when he is openly speaking to local news channels and news stations about like, hey, I'm ready to play. I'm ready to be a big leaguer right now. I can't explain why they're not calling me up either. And maybe you should have already called him up.
Well, so this was such a big part of the conversation is why is he not getting called up? Well, they're trying to extend him out. They're trying to get him to play, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. And that's where they want him to be. And their claim was, hey, his body's not really responding that well to trying to play 4 days a week.
Yeah, right? Don't care. Don't buy it.
Clearly, he doesn't care either.
Right.
If he's like, I'm ready to play, the body's got to be responding fine enough if you're saying, call me up, I'm ready to go. Like, it's not like, man, I'm sore here and clearly I'm not ready to fully contribute to this team. It's like, no, I could probably play 4 days. Just get me up there.
It's being asked, are you ready for the job? And him saying, yes, I can't explain why they're not giving me this job right now. And he's 100% right. Now, I hate that he's got to almost advocate for himself, go on local news stations and be like, I can't explain what their thought process is either. It makes no sense to me. It's just, it's odd. It's odd that he would even say this and have to speak this way for himself. But I'm happy that he's at least comfortable enough to be like, yeah, I don't get it either.
I know it's something like, obviously we've been screaming about DeLauder for what feels like months
for a job. Yeah.
But I mean, how much more undeniable can he be? He's on a 15 game hitting streak. He's on a 27 game on base streak. Uh-huh. He's playing 3 to 4 nights a week.
And the offense right now can't hit. It'd be different if we were standing in the way of all sorts of different players. And we're like, well, we got to find out more from Jonathan Rodriguez and we got to see what else player X, Y, or Z can do. We don't have to right now. We don't have to. You have the worst right field situation in the entire major leagues. You have the worst two-hole situation in all of baseball. You got holes everywhere. Worst offense in the entire sport for the month of June. Like, start fixing it. But for some reason, they won't. And I don't think the Guardians are understanding right now. They're not only making a lot of fans mad, but they're making it really hard to take in their product. And there will hit a point where they try to go to the DeLauder well and bring him up to enthuse the fan base and get people excited. And people will not care. People will have they've lost the idea of even caring. They won't believe that you're a serious team this year, and bringing DeLauder won't bring the excitement that you think it will.
Yeah, I truthfully think right now, bringing in a new name, whether that be Kefis, DeLauder, Brito, is more important than anything they do on the field after it for the actual product you're putting out there and the imagery you're giving off by doing it.
For more on this and for more on the game tonight, Zach Zabeman, part of the Cubs Radio Network, he'll join us next right here on The Fan with Afternoon Drive. Zach, thanks for giving us a few minutes. How you doing today?
Great to talk to you guys. It's been a fun season so far.
More fun for you than it has been for us. Unfortunately.
Well, I think the Guardians have some good pitching. Got to work on the offense a little bit, but I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, the Cubs catch us in a 5-game losing skid, and right now it feels like, you know, Zach, and watching that game last night, the moment that the Cubs got to 4. It was really 3. I thought to myself, Guardians, they can't score 4 right now. Like, the game might as well be over, and that's not a good sign, Zach.
It was a crazy second inning, though, right? Because usually, mm-hmm. in those types of situations, when you have 3 outs on the bases, in what should have been a really big inning. And I know you think three runs is a big inning, but it could have been even more when you consider that Gavin Williams didn't get anybody out in that inning. The fact that it didn't hurt the Cubs, to me, was very impressive, and it illustrates some of the problems that you were talking about. But yeah, very weird, that entire second inning.
So I'm interested sort of right now. You go in, the Cubs are playing the Guardians. If you looked at it, is there anything the Cubs are genuinely scared of that the Guardians do? Or is this a team that at their current point is basically just, there's no part of them that a team's scared of?
I think any time you can pitch, that's scary, right? So, for example, tonight you have Tanner Bibee on the mound, and he can keep the game manageable. And that's what worries you, where if you make mistakes like the Cubs made yesterday, usually that comes back to haunt you. It didn't last night, but that's the kind of stuff that you worry about. And, you know, I was talking with Craig Counsell yesterday prior to the start of the series, and I asked him, you know, what's the key? And the first thing he went to is Jose Ramirez. He says, when you have a player that's that good, just don't want him to be the difference maker. And you hear that a lot. But the reason Jose Ramirez is probably going to end up in Cooperstown is because everyone's got him circled, and he still finds a way to produce. He didn't last night, so mission accomplished for the Cubs. But that's what they're looking to do, is prevent the guys that really can hurt you from hurting you. And last night, Ramirez didn't.
Well, and for the Cubs side of things, I mean, between Tucker and then obviously PCA, it just feels like your offense is just never ending. But there was a play last night that, and I'm sure it just become routine to you, but it was in the left center field gap, and PCA and that defense that he has, he got to it like it was a routine fly ball. It was, I thought for sure, a double off the bat, just routine fly ball, and it seems like that's just a common occurrence right now, Zach.
You know, it's funny that you mention that, because I think he's changed the way we call games. When any ball is hit into the outfield in either alley, there are times where you just know the ball is going to drop. It's going to lead to extra bases, or the right fielder has to cut across and make the play, or it drops in. You don't do that anymore. You're almost stunned when the ball drops anywhere in the alleys or in center field. Pete Crow Armstrong is out there. He's an exceptional player. Craig Counsell said it earlier in the year before Crow Armstrong started to gain all the accolades.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
He's the best center fielder defensively in the game today, and he is. I think there's at least once every series he does something that's eye-popping that you've never seen before. He's that special.
Obviously, the reason the Cubs are in the position that they're in right now, leading the division, is because, well, yeah, the lineup's really good. The pitching's also been really good, and that's Shohei Manga as well, who's pitching tonight. What has made him and is going to make him difficult for the Guardians to be able to hit?
I just think he's an artist on the mound. The same thing that you saw from Matthew Boyd yesterday, just complete command and efficiency. That's Shota Imanaga as well. And he has great command of his pitches, and then he burns you with the splitter. He knows exactly how you're trying to attack him, and he makes sure that that doesn't happen. And he's been doing that since day one. Every time he's been on the mound, with the exception of a handful of times the Cubs have an opportunity to win, he's been a really special pitcher.
Zach Zaman, part of the Cubs Radio Network, joining us here as we get ready for the Cubs and the Guardians tonight. I was texting with some friends from Chicago, and I want to see if you think the read is right as well. I said if the Guardians can get to a lead and we make this a bullpen game, then that's exactly where we want to be. Cubs bullpen versus Guardians bullpen. I'll still take the Cubs, or I'll take the Guardians bullpen 11 times out of 10 here, Zach.
I think the Cubs bullpen has been pretty impressive. They own a major league leading 2.38 ERA over their last eight games, and they've really put it together. Early on in the season, they struggled in terms of finding the different roles for guys. But what's made Craig Counsell a really good manager over the years is that he nips that stuff in the bud quickly, and he's able to quickly figure out who belongs where. And certain guys have emerged in a big way in that Cubs bullpen. Brad Keller, hard-throwing right-hander, has been the kind of guy that you can throw in anytime that there's a big jam in the game, and it'll get you out of it. And then Daniel Palencia has emerged as a closer now. 9 saves and 10 opportunities. Guy throws 100-plus. You got an opportunity to see it last night. That's special. And the other guys understand their role. So there's a nice mix of righties and lefties in that pen. You got a veteran in Ryan Presley who does whatever the Cubs need out of that pen. But the guy's pitched in the biggest games that you can possibly pitch in as a major leaguer, and he's won championships. That helps. And they've got lefties who understand what they need to do. Drew Pomeranz is enjoying a career renaissance here. Craig Counsell knew him from 2019 when he was a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. He struggled the last couple of years trying to come back from some arm injuries, but he's healthy now, and he's not afraid of these big moments. And Caleb Fielbar, he's always been a reliable guy for many years in Minnesota. He's been just that for the Cubs this year.
Well, let me ask you this then. Obviously, we're talking about who we can sell at the deadline as opposed to buy, and maybe that will become a little bit more clear if the Guardians play better baseball over the next 3 weeks or next 4 weeks. But I had the Cubs in there as a list of teams that would be interested in Class A. I had the Phillies in there. I had the Dodgers in there. Should I remove the Cubs from that list of teams that would potentially trade for Class A?
Daniel Palencia continues to pitch the way he has. Yes, I think, in my opinion, when it comes to the things that the Cubs need, I'd like to see them acquire a veteran starter that you can trust. You never have enough of those guys. You don't know, as you look at the second half of the season, how many innings you can continue to get of high efficiency from the rookie right-hander, Cade Horton. They've already lost Justin Steele for the year. What you don't want is to have an injury that occurs to one of your 5 starters. And they've done a good job navigating the Justin Steele injury. Shota Imanaga missed nearly 2 months, and they were able to navigate that. They've got 50 wins, and they're in first place. But you want to make sure for the second half of the season that you have another veteran that's added to that rotation, in my opinion. I'd like to see them go and get a right-handed corner bat. So if you're willing to trade Jose Ramirez this way,
yeah, we're not Zach.
Obviously, we saw Matthew Boyd pitch last night, and he was in Cleveland before, and I think that a lot of people around Cleveland surprised to see him not end up back with the Guardians this year. You hand him a deal of basically $11 million a year. How happy are Cubs fans right now with the deal that Matthew Boyd was handed?
From the start to the season till now, Matthew Boyd has been the Cubs' best starter. He's been available. He's been efficient every time he takes the mound, and he gives you an opportunity to win every time he takes the mound. That's saying a lot. The issue was never whether Matthew Boyd could pitch effectively. You guys saw that last year. When healthy, he can pitch. The question has always been, can he stay healthy? And right now, he's healthy. He's locked in, and the Cubs are taking advantage of him.
Zach, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes. You know, you do a fantastic job. Anytime that you have to fill in for Pat Hughes, people here locally don't understand. I'll relate it locally for people for a second. Pat Hughes is a living legend the same way that, like, Tom Hamilton is a living legend around these parts. He has been one of the best baseball broadcasters forever. And anytime you're in for him, you do a fantastic job, and you've been doing so for so many years. So we appreciate you giving us a few minutes, and hopefully we catch up with you down the road.
That means a lot. Thank you very much. Take care.
All right, good stuff right there with our buddy Zach Zaidman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yeah, I mean, it's tough, especially bringing up the Matthew Boyd stuff there at the end. I mean, especially with that report last night, and it was circulating around about the idea that, that you know, the Guardians just didn't want to offer Boyd any sort of contract was the reason why he ends up leaving and just kind of just let him walk out the door. And now you fast forward and he's one of the best pitchers on the Cubs this year. And it's not necessarily that I need to cry for the Guardians to have more pitching. This team stinks because they don't have an offense. It's not because they don't have pitching, but having someone like a Matthew Boyd and the way he's pitched this year, he would instantly be the best starting pitcher on this team as a results-based standpoint. Not that I think I would ever take him over Gavin Williams if the fate of the world was on the line or anything like that, but results for this year and this year alone, he's been exceptional.
And JP, I think that is one of the confusing things for me. Like, we saw the Guardians be very aggressive in going and getting starting pitching this offseason, right? You got a player essentially from trading Andrés Giménez. You worked that into getting Luis Ortiz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ended up getting Slade Ciccone. And it's like, I get $11 million a year isn't necessarily cheap if you look at the guys that were signed this year by the Guardians. Like, that would have been one of their more expensive signings. Also feels like for the product that he was putting out, you were the team that said for a reclamation project, for the rehab, getting him here and having him late, it was worth it. You saw him pitch well. It felt like $11 million is almost a no-brainer for you. And with the report that went on last night of Matthew Boyd essentially calling Stephen Vogt and saying, I could have just, sorry for not signing here, but they didn't want it.
Well, so as unlucky as this offense has gotten from a hitting standpoint, I feel like they've gotten extremely lucky from a starting pitching standpoint. Like, this could be a conversation that would have people enraged. It isn't right now because Ciccone's been really good. And then Ortiz, as you mentioned, has been really good. And we just don't seem like we have that much of a gap to fill. And you still have Bieber coming back and you still have Means at some point. If anything, we're going to have a little bit of a logjam when it comes to starting pitching. Like, we're almost flush with starting pitching right now, and that's why people aren't irate about it. That's because we've had incredible luck on the injury side of things, and then also, again, like, guys like Ciccone aren't supposed to be as good as he's pitching right now. Ortiz was a question mark to whether or not he would be something like this, and so the Guardians got incredibly lucky in many ways from that side of things. As unlucky as they've been offensively, that's been the reverse from a starting pitching standpoint.
I think that's what's frustrating to me, though. Like, where you spent your money in the offseason when you had guys on your roster and you make trades for starting pitching, it's like, he was there. You had him. You could have gotten another bat. You decided to shore up the bullpen with Jacob Junis and Paul Sewald, who've been either injured or relatively ineffective. You spent $12 million on a position that you essentially already had filled with Kyle Manzardo and some, you know, combination. You could put CJ Cephas there, I'm sure, going forward after the deadline. It's like, you went and got guys, but you had one sitting there that you could have paid that felt like you could have navigated this offseason in a different way that would have helped you in the areas that you now see the team struggling.
No doubt about it. Let's get back to the NFL. How much of the Browns looking competent is on the defense? 216-474-0092. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.